What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we've got a question from a little girl named Noelle.
My name is Noelle. I like to be but there is birthdays.
Translation. What if we stopped having birthdays?
Oh, Noelle, what a great question. I bet you're really good with babies. So, let's find out what would happen if we stopped having...
Excuse me, I'm going to ask you to cease and desist on this particular story.
What? Who are you?
Ms. Biz, and I think you'll find my paperwork quite in order.
Wow, this is very impressive paperwork.
My paperwork is always impressive, and as you can plainly see, I need you to not tell this story until after my son's third birthday party.
That's no problem. When's his third birthday party?
It's happening right now, and it cannot be interrupted. I'm about to have another baby, and I want him to know that he will always be my special little man.
Oh, congratulations, Ms. Biz.
Thank you. So please make sure his birthday party goes off without a hitch.
I think that'd probably be a lot easier if you were at the birthday party, right?
Now that you mention it, yes, I must be going. Please sign here.
In here.
Please sign here. Initial here. Please sign here. Let me just stamp this. See here where I've highlighted?
Yeah, do I sign here?
No, don't sign there. Oh, no. That's the one place you're not supposed to sign. Ugh. All right.
Folks at home, I'm going to be stuck filling out this paperwork for a while, so...
In here. Please sign here. Turn this paper over. This is the drawing of paperwork my son drew. Isn't it great? Please don't sign it. You'll ruin it.
Sorry. Why don't you just enjoy the story and we'll check back in later,
huh? Please sign here.
Once upon a time, Buster Biz Business was about to celebrate his third birthday.
I'm to eat today. I want to have cake.
At that very moment, his mom, Ms. Biz, walked in with a beautiful little cake with three bright candles on top.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Buster, happy birthday to you. Here you are, be careful of the fire, don't forget to make a wish.
Mommy, when the baby gonna come out your belly?
Ms. Biz climbed into a seat. It was a little bit difficult with how big her belly was.
Well, son, let's just say that by this time next year, you'll probably have a little brother or sister walking around this apartment.
Oh, that's soon.
Very soon, yes, but you'll always be my special little boy.
Ms. Biz's phone was ringing.
Excuse me, son, this is a very important Biz call. I'm going to walk over to the other side of the room during this phone call, and please don't lean too close to the flame, and please wait for me to blow out your candle. I would not want to miss this special moment in your life.
Okay, Mommy.
Ms. Biz picked up the phone and started having a quick conversation at the other side of the room.
Hey, kid, would you blow out these candles already?
What that?
It's me, Jimmy.
And me, Margaret.
And me, Hugo.
Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Margaret. Hi, Hugo. Who are you?
We're birthday fairies, kid.
No, you look like candles.
Of course we look like candles. This is what birthday people wish on.
Yeah, please make a wish soon. I think my brain already melted.
Oh, sorry. I wish we stopped having birthdays.
Hey, no birthdays. Come on, you'll put the three of us out of the job.
Yeah, but Mama said by next birthday, I'm gonna have another brother or sister, and I like just me and Mama.
Kid, that's crazy. I have to agree.
I don't know. My brain melted.
Well, that's my wish, birthday fairy, so... Okay, thanks.
Just then, Ms. Biz came back.
Buster, who are you talking to?
Oh, no, babe. Just time for me to blow out the candles.
Wait, kid. I'm not sure you understand the sociological and metaphysical consequences of...
I blew out all the candles.
Excellent work, Buster. Now it's 7 o'clock. Time for bed.
Okay, Mommy.
And Ms. Biz put Buster to bed, and the next morning, he woke up to the sound of crying. Buster walked out of his bedroom, rubbing at his eyes, and there sat his mother... with a little baby in her arms.
Mommy, I don't get it. You weren't supposed to have a little baby.
That's right, Buster. The baby did come a little early, but we got our friend Randall Radbot to come here and watch you while I delivered the baby right at home last night.
Wow, I must have been sleeping really deeply.
Yes, we were all quite surprised you didn't wake up.
Hey, Buster. Sup, dude? You got a little sister. Barbara Biz Business.
But, Mommy, I thought the baby wasn't gonna come.
Buster, we talked about this. You can't stop time. Babs was gonna come one day or another.
But we were supposed to stop having birthdays.
What days?
What days?
Birthdays.
Birth what's?
Like the day you get older.
I don't think there's any such thing as birthdays. I'm 36, you're 3, and Randall Radbot is...
457.
Exactly, so there's nothing to worry about.
No, I guess my wish didn't come true.
The next couple of months were tough on Buster. Mr. Business was out on business trips all the time. Between work and the baby, Ms. Biz only spent about half as much time with Buster as before. So Randall Radbot came by a lot more often to help out around the house.
Well, man, your little sister's getting big for someone who was just born today.
What do you mean, just born today? She must be 3 or 4 months old. She's already sitting up and everything.
Yeah, I guess it was like 100 todays ago or something.
What do you mean 100 todays ago?
You know what I mean. It's like there hasn't been a tomorrow in a long time, but everyone's getting older. Weird.
Buster was starting to worry, but he didn't quite understand what was happening. Do you all have any idea what might be going on? Many more days went by. Ms. Biz was back to work full-time. And little Babs was walking and climbing all over the apartment.
Babs, slow down. You're gonna get hurt.
Ah, chill out, Buster. She's not even a year old, dude.
Do, 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 do.
See, she talks. So she's a year old. And I must be 4. What do you mean, dude? You're 3, you'll always be 3. She's like your mom's 36. What's to get, Hume? You're young, so let's play and have fun.
Randall Radbot busted out his guitar and drums, and they started jamming. Babs even picked up a tambourine and banged it around. They passed so many days playing and laughing. Mom and Dad joined in the fun whenever they got back from work. And so many long, happy days passed that way that Buster sort of forgot about birthdays.
Hey, Mom, what do you want to do today? Said Buster. He was a very big boy now, almost 6 feet tall.
Buster, your mom's a little tired from work today and she's still got dishes to do, so maybe if you help out, we'll have a little more time to play.
Okay, Mom, just step aside and let me wash these dishes.
Buster rolled up his sleeves and walked to the sink. It was full of steamy hot water and shiny, sharp knives and forks.
Wait, I'm sorry, I don't know what I was thinking. You're 3 years old. You can't be around all this hot water and sharp instruments.
Mom, I know I'm 3, but I can totally handle this.
Mom, I will help too if you just let me out of this crib.
Wow, Babs, it's like that. I'm such a good mother, I can understand your baby language.
It's not baby language. I am speaking English.
Mom, she's right. I can understand her, too.
You're just such a good big brother. I knew you always would be.
No, Mom, I think it's something else. There's something really fishy going on here.
Ms. Biz put down her sponge. Her hands trembled ever so slightly, and her graying hair fell forward as she hung her head.
Buster. Babs. You're just a toddler. And an infant. So I know this is hard for you to understand. But...
She slumped forward, her eyes fluttering, her head falling towards a sink full of hot water and sharp cutlery. But Buster caught her.
Mom, you need some rest.
Ms. Biz's eyes snapped open again.
Nonsense. Why, when I was 35, I used to work 6 12-hour days in a row.
But Mom, you're not 35. You haven't been for a long time.
Oh, shush now. I'm only 36.
Ding dong.
Babs, can you get that?
Duh, of course. Babs stood up and stepped out of the crib, a full-grown young lady,
wearing a very large onesie.
Whoa, Babs, what are you doing entering the door? You're a baby. Ugh, I'm not a baby. I just happen to be 0 years old. Whoa, that is a lot of attitude. But it's okay. Babies just cry a lot, I understand.
Ugh, I'm not crying!
And Babs stomped back to her crib.
Thanks, Randall, for coming to babysit. I've just been getting so tired at night lately.
No problem, Ms. Biz. We're like family.
Randall started bringing in his guitar and his little electric drum set and his little keyboard and finally a tambourine for Babs.
So, like, I brought enough instruments for all of us tonight. I figure, beep boop, if Miss Biz has, like, a little energy left, she could bop along with us.
Oh, you know, I'd love to, Randall, but I'm so tired. I think I'm just going to make myself a cup of tea and go to sleep.
Mom, I will make you some tea. You just sit down and—
Whoa, Buster! Don't you dare go near that stove. A three-year-old cannot play with a stove.
But if I'm three, then I'm an extremely precocious and gifted three.
Yeah, Mom, Randall, just let him make some tea. It'll be totally fine, said Babs.
Don't you mean like Goo Goo Gaga or something, baby?
Ms. Biz wearily walked to the stove and turned the knob to light the pilot.
When Buster saw that little flame dance atop the stove,
it all finally clicked.
Mom, I need you to throw me a birthday party.
A what day party?
A birthday party. A birth what what?
He's saying birthday party. I mean, I don't know what it means, but that's what he's saying.
That Babs is getting awfully fussy. I think she needs a diaper change.
Mom, don't you dare.
Everybody stop. Listen to me. I think somehow I got rid of birthdays.
Him, just come on over here and chillax like a normal three-year-old.
I'm not a normal three-year-old. I'm probably close to 20 now.
Honey, I'm sorry, but that's impossible. I had you when I was 33, and now I'm 36, so you're 3 years old.
Speaking of which, look at the time. It's 7:15. This little guy's gotta go to bed.
Randall, Mom, will you just listen to Buster? I think he's right. I look a lot bigger than most of the babies I see.
I know it's hard to understand, but just give me a cake and put three candles in it and light them, and I think I can fix this.
I don't understand. Why would anyone melt wax on top of cake?
You toddlers have the wackiest ideas.
Babs, come here. Help me make a cake.
Yes, absolutely.
And the two of them busted out a recipe book.
Flour, sugar, eggs, butter, bowls, a little bit of food coloring.
Look at my kids playing at cooking together. How cute.
Yeah, it's as if they can actually read.
We can read it.
That's so cute. I gotta save this memory to my hard drives.
Before long, they'd whipped up a cake, and Randall Radbot insisted on putting it in the oven himself.
When it was done, Buster found three old, half-melted candles at the back of a drawer and poked them into the fresh-baked cake.
Now, Mom, where's our lighter?
Son, enough fun and games. There's no way I'm letting you play with fire.
It's okay, Ms. B. I'll just light it up with my little finger jet, nice and safe.
Now, everybody, please repeat after me. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Buster, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you, dear Buster.
As soon as the song ended, those three tiny candles started dancing even brighter.
Oh, hey, it's this guy.
What do you want over here?
I definitely got no brains left.
Listen, birthday fairies, I made a mistake. I want there to be birthdays again, please. I wish it.
What day, fairies? You wished away any kind of fairy we used to be. Now we're just fires, Buster, sorry.
I don't know if I'm fire or cake.
But that's not fair. Listen, when I made the wish, I didn't understand the ramifications
not
of—
Not fair? You didn't want a little sister, and you didn't care if it put us out of the job.
And now I think my mouth is melting too.
Well, I was three. It probably wasn't very responsible of you three to give that kind of power to a three-year-old.
He's got a point there.
Yeah, I guess you're right, kid.
Then it's settled. We put things back the way they—
And as Buster blew out his three little candles, He was sitting in his old high chair, next to his very pregnant young mother.
Mommy, I did it! I did the thing!
Yes, you blew out the candles, very wonderful.
No, I saved the birthdays, and Babs helped.
Babs? Where'd you hear that name, Buster?
It's what we say for Babwa. You gonna have her tonight. And Randall Rabbit gonna come watch me.
No, oh, you kids in your imagination. Well, my, well, it is past your bedtime, Buster, so why don't you get to bed? Maybe I will give that Randall Rabbit a call. Pretty good idea.
Okay, Mommy.
But then he came right back around to give his mother and her belly a big hug.
I can't wait to have a little sister. We gonna bake a cake together.
Ms. Biz looked down at her son. Her eyes sparkled, and a smile lit her face.
Well, Buster, I'm glad to see you so excited. I love you very much, and I'm sure your little brother or sister will too. Now off to bed.
As little Buster drifted off to sleep, the memories of the wish he'd made and unmade started to drift away as well. But when he woke up in the morning and met his little sister for the first time again, he just knew they were gonna be best friends someday. The end. Oh, wow. What a good big brother. And what a good little sister, too, don't you think? Kids at home, what if everyone thought you were a baby, no matter how old you got? I think that's what happened to Buster. Noelle, you gave us such an awesome question this week. I hope you liked the story it inspired. I'd like to thank Karen Marshall, my editor and producer, Craig Martinson, my theme song creator and performer, and all you good brothers and sisters out there for being kind to your siblings. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
You're listening to the International Children's Arts Network. ICANN is sponsored by the International School of Portland, where you can embrace the world. For over 32 years, they've educated future global citizens through their blend of full language immersion, experiential learning in a multicultural community with preschool through fifth grade and personalized tours offered daily. You can find out more at intlschool.org.